USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dorian is now a hurricane as it heads towards the eastern coast of Puerto Rico. Residents are preparing for heavy rain and high winds only 2 years after enduring Hurricane Maria's devastation. After making landfall in Puerto Rico, the hurricane is expected to grow into a Category 3 hurricane as it heads towards the eastern coast of Florida. As far as what Puerto Rico can expect,
even if the center of the storm does not go over Puerto Rico, they will experience strong tropical storm force winds with possible wind gusts to hurricane force.
That's Dennis Felchin with the National Hurricane Center. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is ending her presidential campaign.
I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race. But it's important to know when it's not your time.
Gillibrand failed to gain traction and also fell short of the criteria needed to qualify for the third Democratic presidential debate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Midwest Express will fly again. The airline announced on Wednesday it will begin service from Milwaukee by the end of the year. The company has signed an agreement with Elite Airways to operate the planes and provide flight crews and maintenance. The results of the latest cable news ratings remain unchanged. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look.
Fox remains the most watched basic cable network in total day and has been now for 38 consecutive months. It makes Fox the top cable news network in total viewers for the 212th consecutive month. The 2019 Democratic presidential primary debates in late July gave CNN a bit of an August ratings boost, but MSNBC continues to deliver larger total audiences than CNN across multiple day parts. And back to Fox, host Tucker Carlson has lost advertisers after recent controversial comments dismissing white supremacy, but the controversy has not significantly affected his ratings.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As a trade war continues between the United States and China, no realistic end in sight, some people are coming out in praise of the move to actually do something regarding China and their trade policies with the United States.
There's no question that the administration has done tremendous things to get the economy moving forward and to create jobs. All of the noise about a trade war is not helpful, has the potential to jeopardize all those other benefits.
A new study says some drivers think active safety technology is overbearing. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A new survey from J.D. Power shows that the alerts from new driver assist systems are so annoying that some motorists are turning them off. J.D. Power said the findings are a major concern for automakers who want to sell the systems and prepare drivers for automated vehicles. The survey found that 23% of drivers with systems that keep vehicles in their lanes view the alert as annoying. The results vary by brand, with up to 30% finding the alerts bothersome in other brands. Of the drivers who don't like the alerts, 61% go as far as disabling the systems completely. J.D. Power surveyed over 16,400 people from February through July who bought or leased a 2019 vehicle in the past 90 days.
Senator Johnny Isaacson is resigning at the end of 2019. The Georgia Republican released a statement saying he's leaving the job he loves, but his health is taking a toll on him, his family, and his staff. Isaacson is battling Parkinson's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.